This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. Here's a term you've probably heard if you've been looking at buying or renting a home recently, walkability. How pedestrian-friendly a neighborhood is has become a big selling point as people ditch their cars for health, environmental, and financial reasons. Websites like Zillow and Redfin now list a home's walk score right along with how many bathrooms and closets it has. And some suburbs are trying to get with the times. From Sandy Springs, Georgia, WABE's Molly Samuel reports.
Sandy Springs is a sprawling, car-centric city just north of Atlanta, and I'm here with Mayor Rusty Paul at a construction site where workers are redoing a road and adding a sidewalk.
We first started this project several years ago because we wanted to create a more pedestrian-friendly area, not just here, but all across Sandy Springs.
Sandy Springs, like lots of suburbs, just didn't have many sidewalks. Now everybody wants them, says Paul. Residents ask,
"When are my sidewalks going in?"
But it's not that easy. It costs a lot, takes planning. Sandy Springs tried one approach where any new house also had to have a sidewalk,
which led to a lot of sidewalks to nowhere, a patchwork of unconnected sidewalks.
The lack of sidewalks is not really Sandy Springs' fault, says Dan Reuter. He's with the Atlanta Regional Commission.
You have a whole bunch of places like Atlanta that really grew during a period where, you know, outward expansion, or as you might call sprawl, was very popular.
And now tastes have changed.
I probably had a keys in my hand when I turned 16. My daughter is 16 and has no intention of driving.
But Reuter says the commission supports more walkable development, not just for the millennials. It's also for seniors, for families with kids, or people who just want to drive less. Skylar Olson is an economist with the real estate website Zillow.
We have certainly found that those walkable areas tend to do better over time. They were more resilient during the housing bubble bust, and they've since appreciated much faster.
And sidewalks are a fundamental piece of this new real estate reality. Now, instead of the sidewalk to nowhere ordinance, Sandy Springs is prioritizing where to put them, around schools and parks, for instance. Mayor Rusty Paul says it's all going to take time.
We look at it like a salami. We're going to keep slicing it till we've got enough for a sandwich.
This is something lots of people are working on, academics, city planners, and developers, trying to figure out how to retrofit the suburbs. In Sandy Springs, Georgia, I'm Molly Samuel for Marketplace.